B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Their booth at FanFest to win some great prizes. Check out the FanFest schedule to see when I'll be there and taking pictures with listeners. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
All right, that's right. Let's talk a little union right now. Let's go a little 4 for 4 into 5 for 5 with the union on Saturday on a beautiful night at Talon Energy Stadium. They won again. That's it. The union on fire. They beat the Houston Dynamo 2-1. It was amazing. So they score first. Houston ties it. And then Jack Elliott, it nets the game winner. And the union go on the win 2-1. They're just on fire. They remain in first place. They've been in first place for 2 months. They've been outrageous. This team is a blast to watch. It was another sellout at Talon Energy Stadium, the fourth of the season. And it was incredible. Crowd was nuts, crazy, beautiful summer night. I'm telling you, you got to see what you're missing. You got to check out the Philadelphia Union. They're at home August 24th, the week from Saturday, against DC United. Check out this team. They got Chicago next Saturday and then DC United in 2 weeks. Check them out. They're incredible. For all things Union and Philadelphia Union tickets, you go to PhiladelphiaUnion.com and let's go Union.
Now, back to Gargano and Mertitus, live from the NBA Experience at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. It's 11:05 on a beautiful Monday. We're at the NBA Experience right here, Disney Springs, Disney World. And it's pretty cool because you could see all the everybody's dignitaries down. It's all hooped up. So I got to give you this, Jason. I got some nuggets for the schedule. The schedule comes out at 3 o'clock. So the Sixers, how about this? The Sixers play 23 nationally televised games. So they're on national television 23 times.
Wow.
You believe that, Coach? 23 times. They play TNT 9 times, ESPN 8 times, and they're on ABC 6 times.
Wow.
Now, ABC doesn't start its basketball NBA schedule until Christmas Day. And so they got the Sixers on 6 times, starting with Sixers and Celtics Christmas Day 2:30.
Wow.
Isn't
20,
that amazing?
23.
9 TNT games, 8 ESPN games, and 6 ABC games.
Wow. That's incredible. You think about that. It's about 27-28% of their schedule.
It's unreal.
You know what I mean? No, more than that. It's about 30% of their schedule. 33% of their schedule. It's prime time.
Yeah.
That is nuts, yeah, man. Well, right. Look, they're a marquee in the league.
Yes, they are.
No, I mean, that's what it tells you.
Without a doubt. It's as much as LeBron, Kawhi, you know, it's, you know, we, in fact, the Sixers are the darling of the East. They're on more than any other team in the East.
Wow. So who's the most in the NBA? The Lakers?
I don't have their breakdown. But I know the East is the Sixers are the top national team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. Well, think about it.
Let me just throw this at you because they're on 23 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take from AI's, I don't know, to 2003, like where it's, you know, or 2004, whatever it is, up until last year, they weren't on national TV 23 times.
Total.
At the end of this AI reign in Philadelphia, up until last year, they weren't on 23 times.
No. They've got a Christmas game the past couple of years. And they've had a few scattered
TNT games.
Yeah, I remember like the Houston game in January, the one year.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
The year before that, they played Minnesota.
Yeah.
I remember the T-Wolves because they were two young buck teams. And that was it, man. Before that time, and other than those handful of times, they had nothing.
Yeah, well, I think the Michael Carter Williams' first game in the NBA was a national game where he had the triple-double. Remember that?
Yeah.
But other than that, you're right. There was no reason to put them on national television. They weren't a team.
That was the ESPN game. Then.
Yeah. So, but yeah,
let alone,
no reason.
Yeah. Like ABC. ABC's the...
No, come like, on. That's the flagship.
Know, right. That's the crown jewel when you're on ABC.
That's where the finals are. You know, so, yeah, you're right. But 23 times in one season, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, pretty cool.
For that to be the case. And we're here at the NBA Experience down in Disney Springs, Orlando, Florida. They're celebrating everything NBA down here as well. We've got another guest ready to join us.
That's right. Is it Nick?
He's the NBA Experience,
what do you
man.
Say, Nick, man, sit down, brother.
Yep, Nick Sales is his name.
We're just talking hoops. Because we're in Philly, and obviously we're big basketball people in Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
And we got a team that I was just saying, the NBA schedule comes out today, and the Sixers are on national TV 23 times, including 6 times ABC, Disney's ABC.
Fantastic.
And so we're very excited. And we're thrilled to be at the NBA Experience. I want you to tell people what they can do when they come down. Knowing it's a big sports town, Philadelphia, knowing it's huge basketball, what they can expect from the NBA Experience. Because we've been talking about it, but you can really talk about it.
It's an amazing opportunity, man. So once you enter the venue, NBA Experience, there are 13 individual activities for people to take place to participate in. And it's things for all ages. So, I mean, we have things such as draft where, you know, as you get in, you'll tap in and you'll personalize your Magic Band. And you actually go get drafted and get your picture taken with Adam Silver. Hey.
That's cool.
Everybody
gets, I like that. That's good.
It's
that's
pretty
good.
Awesome, man.
Hold on to Jason. I'm going to put the cap on Jason.
Go for it, man. Let's do it.
I just got traded.
Let's get over there. Let's do awesome. It.
They can move me.
I love Adam Silver, too.
I love it.
He's awesome,
he was
by
here
the way.
Today.
Yeah, he is here. He that's is right.
I love your title of your job, Nick. It's Imagineering, not Engineering. Imagineering, because there's no limitations when you're here.
Correct, yeah. So us, as the Imagineers, what we do is we help conceptualize, design, build, and install all new opportunities and all new offerings here at Walt Disney World and throughout the world.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so we got to partner extensively with the NBA team to bring the NBA experience to life. It was just awesome.
So what did that encounter, like, what did that include? What did you guys do, you know, when you were partnering, when you were at...
Yep.
Different games, behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Finals, the whole thing.
We went to finals. We went to All-Star Weekend. We went to the draft. We went to the lottery. Everything that you think of during that NBA experience.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yet the crux of who Disney is we are a storytelling company.
Yes.
And so the opportunity for us to get in and see the journey that an NBA or even WNBA player goes through is just fantastic. So we try to incorporate as much of that as we could.
All right, so we got the draft.
Yes.
Then what?
Well, and I guess to take a step back, because before the draft, of course, you got to go to the combine, right? So we do have the combine here. And in the combine, we'll check your wingspan. We'll check your vertical leap. We'll compare it to some of the NBA and WNBA best. And then you get to shoot. And it's, you know, as you know, when you're in the NBA, you want to shoot on a high arc so you don't have any issues and have too many guys blocking it. So, same thing. So you're going to shoot on a very high arc in the combine. Some of the other things we have some slingshot, which is some oversized slingshot where you put a ball in it and you're shooting at, I think it's like 18 different backboards where you can get different points. You're competing against everybody else there that's with you, 14 different people. So we also have shoot. Which in 15 seconds, you got to get off 5 shots, do as well as you can. We project a map on the floor to show you where you need to go and how you progress.
I love
for your
that.
5
yeah,
shots. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Was Kareem in there filling it up?
Kareem was there. He just walked out a little bit ago. Yeah.
What's he going to sky hook from the 3?
Yeah. He would.
Come on, yes,
man.
He would.
You don't understand. Like, we're from Philly. We hate Kareem. All right. If Kareem sat down here, I wouldn't talk to him.
No?
Oh,
no.
Man. Oh,
you got to let it go.
No.
He's a legend.
I see with the goggles.
Nah. Yeah?
No, I'm out.
Yeah, but Moses took him out.
I'm out. Out. I'm in on the experience, out on Jabbar.
Oh, no. He's fantastic. What a legend. He's great. A legend.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But he's a Laker. I'm out.
You're not even a Buck.
You can. Yeah. No, but this is, all kidding aside, this is unbelievable. I mean, really, it's so cool. Because that's the thing about, it's like, coming down here, what I've learned is that you are now in the story.
Absolutely. Our goal is to completely immerse you.
Yes.
We want to see you, and we want to send you on that journey. I mean, just from the minute you step into the venue, what you find is that you kind of get compressed, and so you're kind of in that hallway prior to going out on the court, and then you tap in your magic band, and then you go in, you see that giant scoreboard, music's jamming, and you have lights all over the place, and you really do feel like you're immersed, and you're the one stepping onto that court ready to play some ball.
Yeah, that's so cool, man.
Absolutely.
That is such a great thing. Now, were you a big basketball fan?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, man. Huge basketball fan coming into this. This is a dream come true.
Where'd you grow up?
Houston, buddy.
Rockets
all day, man. Yeah. Rockets all day. Yeah.
That ain't nuts, though.
Brandon Westbrook?
How is that going to work?
Look, he's going to be able to rationalize it because he's a Houston fan.
No, I know. We're just
going to work like a champ. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Those two will get along great, like in Oklahoma City.
You know, it's funny. You come here. It's so happy. It's the happiest place on earth, right? That he can't even complain that he's got Westbrook and Harden. Now that's going to work.
Well, he knows.
I'll take him, man. I'll take him. We got to do something. I mean, these men.
You know, with just Harden, it wasn't enough. So you just got to roll the dice.
Bring him in.
Thinking.
And we had to bring him in.
January 3rd at Houston. Sixers at Houston.
January 3rd. Yes. Okay.
All right.
2020 game you're giving us here already. I love it.
He brought up the Rockets.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's Sixers Rockets January 3rd.
In Houston, you're saying?
In Houston, yeah.
All right.
Because they're away over for the new year. Sixers.
All right. I like
ready
it.
To catch a beat.
So have you guys had the opportunity to go in there?
Yeah, it's outrageous, man. Yep. It's unbelievable. Bro, incredible work.
Thanks, Nick.
I mean,
thank you, guys.
Awesome. You're amazing. When you guys conceptualize and actually deliver, it's awesome. It's really cool.
Well, thank you. I mean, again, when you're partnering with somebody like the NBA, it's not that hard to provide some awesome experiences.
But here's the thing. You made it realistic. Now, I'm a stickler because I'm a sports guy, right? So if I see something, I go, it's fugazi. That's no good. This is really good. It's impressive what you guys did.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
And congratulations, man.
Thank you. We just look forward to our guests coming out and opening day, playing in there today, and moving forward.
Yep. Take care of the Philly people for us, all right?
Will do, man.
Thanks, brother.
All right, y'all take it easy, guys. Right, appreciate it.
NBA experience, put the whole thing together. Unbelievable. Just the things that they do down here. I went on the Pandora, the ride for Avatar yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
Kingdom. Oh, my God. It was the most incredible thing I've ever done in my life.
Really?
It's a simulator, basically, right?
Right.
But it feels so real, like you're flying on the back. I didn't see the movie Avatar. But you're flying on the back of these, I guess they're like banshees or whatever.
Okay.
And it feels so real that you're flying on these things that, like, it was insane. It was unbelievable. Like, you feel the wind in your face when it turns. You feel like you have G-forces, like you're being pinned into your seat because you're actually turning.
Really?
And you're actually just in a room. You know what I mean?
Get out.
I'm telling you, like, the wind and everything in it, it was the coolest freaking thing I've ever experienced.
Wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff here. And I went to the water park the one day. I got this wave pool that releases like a tsunami.
Really?
It's nuts.
Oh, my God.
My kids are having a blast. That might be having a good time, too. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Jacksonville, just across the state here, Ant. We're down in Florida. We go to Jacksonville right now to talk to Jacob on the Fanatic. Hey, Jake.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, sorry if it's a little noisy. I'm actually down here at Disney Springs.
You're down here?
Oh, yeah.
My man. You going to go to the NBA experience?
Yeah, I was going to check it out to come see you guys. Drove 2.5 hours down here.
You did? Well, we're at the House of Blues right now.
Yeah, right across the little corridor there.
Oh,
come check us out, bro. Yeah. Right across from the NBA experience.
We're actually at the
NBA. Yeah, we're actually, so we're at Disney Springs. The NBA Experience is right across the path. So we're doing our show from the House of Blues.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they told me I couldn't get in until like 5 o'clock. I'm like, well, I know the show don't go on that long.
really?
Yeah, I've got to stop by to see you guys.
That's
but yeah, I'll drop by a little later. Okay. I'll get into sports real quick, though. Won't keep you long. I don't know. It's hard listening to the Phillies and watching them right now. To be honest, my favorite thing about the Phillies right now is obviously Gabriel, the color for...
Jason, this is Gabriel.
That's the best thing about the Phillies right now.
Now, you know what the best thing about the Phillies for me is, Jake, right now, is the Eagles. That's the best thing.
Yeah.
Is that they're about to be so...
Right.
They're about to be engulfed by the bird.
Yeah, no, I could talk about birds and Sixers all day, like everybody else. But honestly, I'm going to be one of those weirdos. I'm going to talk about the Flyers real quick.
Wow.
Flyer fan in Jacksonville.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. No, man, it's brutal having to drive all the way down to Tampa to catch a game. But when you live down here and it's hot, you really love enjoying watching the game on the ice. That's big. But
no doubt.
I'm hoping with this new coaching staff, you know, hopefully it'd be a better locker room. You know, hopefully there'll be more of a will to play. This last year, they just looked so sloppy.
Well, they've been so inconsistent, Jake. That's the thing. Like, we talk about the Phillies, Ant.
Yeah.
And we don't see the way out. You know what I mean? You don't see, okay, what are they doing? You know, they're a mess right now. The GM has not drafted and developed well. The minor league system hasn't developed the guys that he's given them to develop. The coaches, we feel like, most of us at least, feel like he's in over his head. And we feel like they're all coming back. So that's a tough thing to swallow when you've had two straight years of declining play in season. Now, the Flyers have been a mess for a while now. They had a GM issue. They fired him last year. They fired the coach. They brought in a legit coaching staff that's pedigreed. Does that mean they're going to be better? No. They got a lot to prove, and I have no clue what they're going to be. I've never had less feel of a team.
Well, here's
my
the other problem. 99% of the time, when you bring in a new regime, it takes time for them to put their own stamp on it.
Except in the NHL. Everywhere Vigneault's gone, he's had an immediate impact. And that's why coaches in that league get fired more than any, because they come in and they win cups in season.
I don't know. I mean, seriously, I have no clue. You think this team is a cup team?
No. Okay. I don't even have a clue what they are. But my point is that organization looked like the biggest mess in the city, but the Phillies have grabbed the mantle because they're going to bring back Gabe and Klentak and the triad headed by McPhail.
All right, let me get into the Eagles thing coming up with you.
Okay.
Because I was referencing the David Murphy column in the Daily News about the Skeptic's Guide to the Eagles season.
Skeptic's Guide, it's an interesting turn of phrase.
Yeah, it's clever. Here's your Skeptic's Guide. And he goes through each of that. And we've done this in kind of a different way, where we have looked at, like, let's focus on the holes and see how big the holes are.
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, if the holes are giant, how do you make, you know, like, just to give the other side of the equation?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting.
Because we're going to look at it optimistically, right? I mean, innately, as Eagles fans, when the Eagle conversation happens, the fans will look at it from an optimistic viewpoint.
Yeah. Well, because I love when, like, those people, like the Cowboy fans, mirror go, you guys aren't objective about the Eagles. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, dude, because we're Philadelphia sports fans, we're not supposed to be totally objective.
Yes.
You know, we want it. You have a thirst and a desire for your team to be good, so you convince yourself easily to go in that direction. Because it's what you want. And it's, look, you put more credence in reports that you like, and you put less credence in reports that you don't. That's called being fan and hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, yes, you're going to look at it with an optimistic view.
Yeah.
You know, that's all.
And every once in a while, we'll pull out a little sodium pentothal. We'll put some true serum in people, and we'll have to come to the realization that maybe we're not as well.
But the biggest difference is, and I'm curious, I really want to get into the conversation of how we are as a fan base. Because I thought Dave's take was interesting and not far off, where he said we go overboard, and then when it doesn't happen, we get nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
And we look to blame somebody.
We got to discuss that further as well. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. We're coming to you live today. NBA experience down here at Disney Springs, as all part of the NBA experience. Grand opening today. The stars were out. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Grant Hill, D-Wade Mike Conley.
I do love D-Wade.
Adonis Haslam. Some big heavy hitters here today. The commissioner, Adam Silver, down here. Rachel Nichols I saw as well. So a lot going on. A great place for you to check out for all the NBA fans.
I'm trying to get to Adam about the switching the season.
Oh, you need to get in there and break a little bread with him. And be like,
I need the summer. I mean, like, no more. The summer has to. We have to get NBA in the summer.
All the way until the end of August. Like, the finals will be starting this week.
Start the season Christmas Day.
610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Listen, the Union, my Lord, still winning. They're outrageous. They won again Saturday night on a beautiful night in Chester. Union beat the Houston Dynamo 2-1. It was unbelievable. Scored two surprising goals. Incredible. They're now, they got three more points to stay atop the East. This team is on fire. Just absolutely on fire. Playing incredible. Incredible, incredible soccer. The pitch is happening right now with the Union in first place for the last 2 months. They continue to just mesmerize. Jack Elliott was tremendous. He got the game winner in the second half. He had a quick clearance by the 6-yard line, and he got it pushed, and it was amazing. I mean, they've been incredible. Incredible. I'll tell you, Union, check them out, PhiladelphiaUnion.com, the hottest team right now in the MLS. They got Chicago coming up, and then after that, at home, DC United, back at Town Energy Stadium, so check it out at PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. And on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we're live. NBA experience. And this is...
You've been living the NBA experience since you came out.
Yeah, I have. I love the NBA experience.
Did you come out with like a Spalding logo on the side of your head before you had hair?
One's Spalding, the other one's Duke.
Yeah,
for the football.
Yeah.
Hey, we were live at the NBA Experience right here in Disney Springs. It's tremendous. Disney World, what they do is amazing. We talk about bringing experiences to life. That's what they do here. And Cesar Avila joins us right now. He's a marketing strategist for Walt Disney and the parks and resorts. Cesar, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you guys. Good morning.
I tell you, what you guys do is making these experiences come to life. It's second to none. It's amazing. First time I ever experienced it, and it's wild.
Yeah, we are so excited. The NBA Experience grand opening today. But that's just not the only thing that we have here at Walt Disney World. There's tons of new experiences. If you haven't been to Walt Disney World, you really haven't been. Thinking about like Toy Story Land that opened last year and Pandora, the World of Avatar.
I was just talking about that.
Yeah.
So he was telling he did the ride.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like you're riding one of the Banshee.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. I was on the back of a Banshee.
Yep. Avatar Flight of Passage is one of my favorite attractions. Yeah.
It was the craziest thing I've ever been on. You guys have the Star Wars exhibit opening up on, I think, the 29th.
Yeah, August 29th, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is opening. I was just there yesterday.
Did you do the castle run?
I did a Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. Uh-huh. Amazing. Super fun.
I heard that it's wild. Like, they have... But you have a group of like five, and somebody is the shooter, the engineer, the driver, yeah. The pilot.
It's six people that are piloting the Millennium Falcon. You have two pilots, two gunners, and two engineers, and you have to work together to go on this wild ride.
Smuggler's Run.
Smuggler's Run, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's super fun, very interactive. You truly are controlling the Millennium Falcon. It's great.
See, when you guys, I'm a Star Wars nerd. I have been since I was a kid. My dad took me, I saw it 1,000 times. I've seen everyone. I've got it with my kid now. But like, you're in marketing at Disney World, and like you guys don't do anything, like you do everything at the top of the line with the greatest technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be like the dream marketing gig. You know what I mean? Like, you're marketing the greatest stuff in the world.
Marketing something that markets itself.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my job, right? We have so much to talk about at all four theme parks, and mm-hmm. there's always something new around the corner, like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is opening up. Epcot's about to launch the International Food and Wine Festival.
Oh really?
God. You get to taste your way around the world.
It's kind of my alley.
Yep.
It's delicious, yeah. And then over at the Magic Kingdom, we're about to launch Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, which starts August 16th, and that has a brand new fireworks spectacular to end the night. So, there's always something new happening at Walt Disney World.
So go through some of the parks and like they can't miss for those people that go wet their appetite a little bit. So start off Magic Kingdom.
So Magic Kingdom right now, we have been celebrating Mickey and Minnie. That's happening through September 30th. It's Mickey and Minnie Surprise Celebration. We have brand new Mickey themed entertainment, food and beverage, merchandise, and actually for the first time ever, you can meet with Mickey and Minnie together. That's something that we don't usually do. So right now through September 30th, you can do that at the Magic Kingdom. And then over at Animal Kingdom, we are celebrating the 25th anniversary of The Lion King.
Yeah,
so the movie just came out. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of Lion King themed entertainment throughout the park. We also just debuted a nighttime projection show on the Tree of Life in the center of the park.
That tree is enormous.
Tree of Life Awakenings, yes.
So what is that?
So they're called the Tree of Life Awakenings. They're these short segments with music and projections on the Tree of Life, and it's all themed to the Lion King right now,
given the
anniversary.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Hollywood Studios, I mentioned Star Wars, of course, but we're actually celebrating the 30th anniversary of the park, and we brought in some new Pixar experiences. So we had The Incredibles come out for an experience there. We also, you can meet Mike and Sully from Monsters, Inc. Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy just opened up in the spring. And then, of course, Toy Story Land is there as well, where you can ride those two new attractions.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, what you guys do, it's really amazing. And you see all over, you see kids light up, and, it's pretty cool, too, how you guys manage it. Because
it's its own world.
Yeah, it is. And you know what's so amazing that amazes me is there's never a crisis. Like, if somebody is unhappy, they get right away. Like,
take care of everybody.
The people come in, they make sure everything's cool. Like, don't fret.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have our cast members at all of our resorts and at the parks, and they're there to make the magic happen.
Yeah. Is there any something deep in the future that you guys are playing with right now that you could share?
Well, our Walt Disney Imagineering team is always working on new projects. So we are building towards our 50th anniversary celebration that's happening in a couple of years. So I can't talk any specifics at the moment, but there's lots of really exciting things happening.
Wow, 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Very exciting stuff. Yeah.
Caesar, man. Great stuff, man.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Awesome, man. Great.
By the way, I love the Typhoon Lagoon, the wave pools. Insane.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the water parks.
Oh, my God. Dude, the wave pool ant.
Really?
Like, you hear this big noise. And then this huge wave that looks like it's 15 feet tall, just you're like, oh, my God. And everybody knows where to float to catch it, to body surf it. and they body surf it like 75 yards.
Really?
It's unreal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And it like wipes everybody out, you know, because it's so big.
It's unbelievable.
It was unreal. And by the way, they got the lazy river, and it goes around the entire Typhoon Lagoon. And you just sit there, you just float in a raft in a tube.
Oh my
and
God.
Just let it, you don't do nothing.
Sounds incredible.
Beautiful. And it's great.
I mean, like, everything you guys do is first class.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Thanks for stopping by, Steve. We love love being here. It's a great time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, take care. Good stuff, man.
Congratulations on the NBA experience. Great stuff. It is amazing down here. Like, everything.
You lit up like a kid with Star Wars.
Oh, dude. I saw it was coming out and I looked at the date. I'm like, oh my God. We're going to just miss it. But I'll come back down to see it. I got to see it. Because I heard this thing, the Smuggler's Run, he was talking about, he did it with six people on the Millennium Falcon. I watched all the videos and everything. And I want to do it. I got to come down and do it. So, and my son's a huge Star Wars nerd, too. So, we're going to have to come down and do it.
What is the Smuggler? Like, tell me, because I don't know.
Well, the Millennium Falcon was originally a smuggling ship. Han Solo, that's why he was one of the...
What did they smuggle in?
He would smuggle people. He'd smuggle technology. That's why he was a seedy character. You know, he was kind of one of those guys in the movie that was
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, like an anti-hero.
Okay.
You know? So, because he was kind of a bad guy, but he did good with the people he hooked up with.
I like a smuggler.
Yeah.
I think he's smuggler.
Yeah, he ran the castle running 12 parsecs. You don't know what I'm talking about.
No idea.
Gotta get you in the movie. I gotta see if they have, like, the cantina with all the crazies in there.
Oh, I know that, the bar, yeah.
Yeah, you know the bar. Of course you do. You're unbelievable. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to this concept real quick, because the Skeptics, what is it, the Skeptics Guide to Philadelphia?
Yeah, David wrote that. David Murphy,
yeah.
The News, wrote the Skeptics Guide. So if you're going to look at it, so it's two things. One, which I found the column really interesting, the one thing that, two things stood out. One was the characterization of the Philadelphia sports fan, which for years and years we've been fighting the stereotype of being uber negative, right?
Yeah, being and driving players, coaches,
and I fought against that, you know, throughout, you know, most of my career, that it's not really accurate. And I thought his depiction was pretty good, because we are actually the opposite, which is we enter with unbounding optimism. And then when that it doesn't come to fruition is when we grow our fangs.
Okay. Okay, but there's a lot of different situations wrapped up in that. So we're obviously coming into a Sixers and Eagles season with unbridled optimism.
All right, so here's the question off of both of them. Are we overly optimistic for the Eagles and the Sixers? Like, are we out of our gourd? Because I'll tell you, listen, I size it up every day, right? The Sixers are right there. They're as good as anybody in the league.
Yep.
All right? I don't see how we can be overstating the case for the Sixers. And that's with Ben just coming back.
That's exactly what I was just going to bring up.
Being what he can be.
Yeah.
Not saying he's going to be firing Jays and, you know, whatever, scoring 30 a game. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he comes in and he's just improved a little bit. That's it. Because you look at what's around him, I like that team a lot.
Yeah.
The Eagles, again, you know, certainly the offense. Well, let's get into the offense for a second. So what have we overstated? So we know that the key is Wentz and health.
Yep. Right? That's like, number one on the list.
There's not an Eagle fan that's listening to us that doesn't know this. So, you know, I think that's given. Beyond Carson, where are the soft spots? You look at offensive line. Could that be a soft spot?
Could be. Because of Peter's health. If he's able to, he's another year older.
Brooks coming back. And I love Brooks.
Yeah. Well, Deshaun played 12 games last year.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the offensive line for right now.
Okay.
You know, the lock given is Lane Johnson, right?
Yep.
You feel great about
he's in his prime.
You feel great about Kelce, but you know, you never know age wise. I mean, I like Kelce a ton. I see why he would decline, but you know, age is age, right? So you have that issue. You have Brandon Brooks coming off the injury. I mean, when he's healthy, he's pretty dominant. And then you have kind of questions on the other side, health-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, you look at JP, can he stay in games? Is he going to be able to play? What did he play? What, 81% or something, I think was the number you brought up last year, the percentage of snaps?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played a lot of snaps, but came out in games. Can he answer the bell every game, and can he stay in at that rate or even more for the entire season in a playoff run?
Yeah, I mean, listen,
just something to keep.
He was 91% in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So.
Two games, yeah.
Yeah, he played 91% of the snaps.
Yeah, and look, I guess you can look at depth there because obviously we talk about injuries all the time. It can happen at any time, and who comes in behind him? Is it Dillard that comes in behind Jason Peters? We don't know that yet. Or is it Vitae who may start at right guard because Brooks isn't ready for the opener? We don't know that yet. So there are some variables there.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Samalu, and I mean, I like Samalu, but you know, I think they have depth in Wisniewski and Dillard, and I mean, even Vitae, if he's playing, I mean, I think there is something there. Now, it's funny because Baldy loved Jordan Mailata. Loved Jordan Mailata.
You saw the Baldy breakdown.
Yeah, man, he loved the way he performed. So that was a good sign that he was able. You see how athletic he is.
Oh, yeah.
And he said there was some bad quarterback play behind him. So, that heartens me that he saw something out of Jordan Mailata, because I still hold that hope that he can be a big-time contributor, either a tackle or even a guard.
If it is, it's found money. You took him with a seventh-round pick and obviously a project, but you know, how quick does that project pay dividends? Does it ever pay dividends? We'll find out. But you're right, Baldy. So basically, he played like 83 of 87 snaps or something in the game. And he loved what he saw out of him, the technical aspects of it as well, for being a guy who's only played football now for, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
So there's some optimism there that maybe you found something in Mailata.
So I don't know.
Maybe not for this year.
I kind of look at the offensive line, and I like the offensive line. I think it's a good line. Now, you know, I guess you could say injuries.
Yeah, you can always say that.
All right. So then you look at the receivers. Again, I agree with you. I said the biggest thing is Deshaun and his health, because you don't have a guy behind him.
Yeah, you don't have not that can do what he does.
No, our single white side is Alshon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Mark and Michelle is going to be, you know, look good on the 75-yarder against nobodies.
Yep.
But, you know, again, that's a problem. We don't know about Matt Collins, but right now, I think, the biggest concern at receiver.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Depth and Deshaun, because Deshaun is the key to the whole offense, because he forces teams to shade the safety over.
Yep, the trickle-down effect of his presence is so huge for this team. All right, and then, okay, so go to the running backs. You feel like this running back room is even better than it's ever been, even when they won the Super Bowl.
You do. You know, it's funny, because I was in David's column, he was talking about Sanders being a rookie, and I mean, that's your only, again, so far, when you look at the offense, the only fears are in health and inexperience. Right?
Yeah.
And this is looking at it completely objective. Like, look, trying to focus on holes that may come about.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, and here's where I'll be maybe a little not objective, because, and I'll make an assumption. If there's a position where a rookie can come in and contribute right away, it's running back.
Yeah.
Because, look, you saw, like, Dalvin Cook in the first 11 games with Minnesota, right? You see guys, young guys, come into the league and affect it right away, whether that's down in New Orleans, whether it was Deuce McAllister. You know, they had the two-headed monster there of running backs, and, you know, a rookie can come in and help. And you have that here because you have a veteran guy in Jordan Howard, albeit his, what, fourth season in the NFL. But,
yeah.
And you have Darren Sproles for depth that's going to be a spot guy. So, like, am I supposed to look at it like, hey, Miles Sanders is a rookie and he's not going to have success because he's a rookie, even though at that position you can contribute as a rookie? Like if I'm going by the Skeptic's Guide, am I supposed to be skeptical about Miles Sanders? And I get all of these reports that he's the best running back on the roster in practice. So, what am I supposed to do as a
skeptic? You go like this. All right. So,
what's my job here?
If you're going to look at it and you're going to be a skeptic, you say, all right, Miles Sanders is a rookie and Jordan Howard is an average player.
He's been above average for his first 3 years, though. He's got like the fourth most rushing yards in those 3 years.
If we're going to be honest, last year was not a great year for him.
No. Okay. But if
he seems to be a volume carry. A volume back, you know.
I guess to some extent. The numbers don't bear that out in total, but maybe in individual games when you break them down by his game log, it does.
He's got to be interested, too. That was one of the things that came out. I told you in the scouting report about him.
Well, the other thing is aren't players really interested when it's time to get paid? You know what I mean? He's coming off his rookie deal this year. And I found in sports and in the NFL, and at that position in particular, that a motivated player, when he's playing for money and his next contract, and his contract where he's going to make real money, because he ain't even making 800 grand now, that's when he tends to perform at his best.
Yeah.
So, and again, am I falling into this trap of the Skeptic's Guide to looking at a team?
All right, real quick. So this comes from a scout that I know.
Not Mr. X?
No.
All right.
This is true. Jordan can be a really good player when he is motivated. If you get the guy from his first 2 years, then you're getting a steal. He wasn't near the same player last season. Part of it was scheme, and part of it was on him. He's the type of guy who gets better the more touches you give him. So how's that going to work when he's got to share the ball with Miles Sanders and then share it with all the throws?
Yeah. And Corey Clement.
And this is from a personnel guy. Yeah.
Okay. And look, last year was different for him, too, because Tariq Cohen was a much bigger part of that offense. And maybe that caused his disinterest because he wasn't the focal point from a rushing perspective for the Bears last year because they wanted to get Tariq Cohen, a guy who could be more of a home run hitter.
Yeah, but how's a guy going to think about it, right?
Yeah.
How's a guy going to share if he's only happy if he's touching the ball? And now he's on the team with way more options than that Bears team.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is
he's got to be bought in.
All right. I'm going to go with the Homer view again here because guys, when they know they have a chance to win a Super Bowl, they buy in and they sacrifice a little bit of themselves for the greater good. Now, LeGarrette Blount did that, and he was a veteran who did it. We thought he may be cause some issues because maybe he wouldn't get the ball enough, right? He wasn't an issue.
No.
Jay Ajayi was a problem down in Miami.
No.
But he was coming to a team that could win a Super Bowl. What did he do?
He fell in line. Yeah, that's true.
You know, so, look, when a team wins, everybody gets paid. Everybody gets overvalued.
That's true.
For the most part.
That's true.
And this is a guy that's playing for his dough.
And this goes back to the whole point of David's column, which is, all right, how are we going to look at this? Right. If you look at it extremely through skeptical eyes to ratchet down your expectations.
Yeah.
Now, again, I take the opposite approach, which is with these Sixers and the Eagles, go nuts.
Yep.
Like, this is a rare deal when these teams are this good.
Yeah, expose your soul. Let it go for it.
Just enjoy it. I mean, like, we can go on defense and we can point out holes on defense. Enjoy it.
Yep. I'm going to categorize the three different types of fans from the Skeptic Guide.
All right,
when we come back. 610-632-0975. And, Anthony, you got more nuggets on the Sixers. You got like a 10-piece left of McNuggets?
Yeah, 5-piece.
Five-piece. An aristocrat. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. We're coming to you live from the NBA Experience down here, Disney Springs, Orlando, Florida, on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you, the wait is over. Yeah, it's done. FanDuel Sportsbook, officially live in Pennsylvania. So as summer brings the heat, you can as well. And your bets and your favorite teams, you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game from anywhere in Pennsylvania. So don't sweat the summer heat. Be a betting pro online or through the app, all while staying in your cool AC. FanDuel Sportsbook, yep, they're offering you a risk-free bet worth up to $500 when you sign up with my promo code Jason. So if you lose your first bet, FanDuel will give you a refund in site credit. So if you're thinking of using your risk-free bet now, how about taking a look at, well, you can take a look at the Boys in Pinstripes or against the Boys in Pinstripes. How about week two of the NFL preseason? Well, don't forget, you can bet on those games risk-free, and you can take a chance because if you lose, you'll get a refund in site credit. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free bet up to $500 with promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. Risk-free bet applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit, 21 plus, and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.